The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of the Just Veggies podcast. I am Ellen Wells. I'm also author of the Just Veggies blog that you can find right here at plantersplace.com. So it's spring or nearly spring, and there are some crops that you can plant in New England in early spring, and those would be peas. It's actually St. Patrick's Day today, which is the traditional day to start planting your peas. But we're not talking about those. We are talking about another cool season crop that you can plant this time of year, and that would be radishes. But we are not talking about your traditional radish. We are not talking about the red swollen root radish. We are talking about a different kind. Did you know there is even a different kind of radish? Yes. It's called the rat tail radish. Rat tails. Yes. So imagine not a rat or a tail, but something that is long and thin. And that is why this heirloom plant is called the rat tail radish. It turns the traditional idea of a radish upside down. So instead of forming an underground root that you eat, this one produces a long, crunchy seed pod above ground that tastes just like the peppery radish that you would harvest from the traditional type of radish. In recent years, chefs and home gardeners have been rediscovering this old heirloom because it's versatile, because it's heat tolerant, and it's just, you know, the sheer novelty of it, right? So that's the other thing about radishes. So radishes are a cool season crop, the traditional ones, and they don't like the heat. This one does enjoy the heat because it makes it bolt and flower, which is really the point of producing a seed pod, right? So unusual vegetables and garden diversity are having a moment right now, and this rat tail radish really fits right in and is a well-deserved comeback. I imagine I have not actually grown this yet, but I will this season. Okay, so what exactly is the rat tail radish? the rat tail radish is a form of Raphanus sativus. That is the botanical name. It is the same species that produces the familiar table radish. This variety, however, has been bred for its edible seed pods, not its roots. Biologists believe that this variety or this type of radish originated in Southeast Asia, particularly in India and Java, where potting radishes are a familiar sight in kitchens and in dishes produced in those locations. With these rat tail radishes, you actually let the plants flower. You don't in a traditional red type of radish. And once they do flower, they will produce clusters of slender pods along tall stems. These pods are really what you're looking for because they produce no swollen underground tuber at all. So these plants typically grow to be about 4 to 12, I'm sorry, not the plants, the pods. The pods typically grow to be about 4 to 12 inches long, and they have a crisp texture and a bright, spicy radish flavor. So when do you harvest? You harvest the pods when they're still young, and that's before the seeds inside begin to swell and become seeds. So, unlike the root radishes that are harvested once, pull them up, and they're done, this rat tail radish is really cool in that you can just keep harvesting the pods. It'll continue to flower. You can continue to harvest the seed pods. The plants grow vigorously and can reach up to 3 to 5 feet tall. That is pretty cool. And as long as you keep picking the pods, the plant will continue to produce more. This extended harvest window is one of the reasons gardeners love growing them. A few plants can supply weeks of crunchy pods for the kitchen. And apparently, the flowers are another bonus. Like many members of the brassica family, the rat-tail radish produces small white to pink blossoms that Well, no, you don't eat them because that would be eating the pods, right? The future pods. They are pollinator friendly. Bees love them. So there you go. You're adding another pollinator plant to your garden. If you think about it, there aren't too many that are pollinator plants, especially if you grow greens. Okay, so rat tail radish. I'm telling you all about these wonderful seed pods, but what can you do with them? So the pods have a versatile flavor. You can use them raw. You can use them cooked. Here are some things you can do. You can slice them into salads and slice them fresh. Don't cook them. You can cook them. You can toss them into a stir fry. You can pickle them. I am really interested in pickling, and I'm going to do that this summer. You can add them to curries. You can add them to vegetable dishes. Use them as a crunchy garnish, perhaps, on the side of a dish. I would use them kind of small, though, I think. So in many ways, the pods can be treated like green beans that have just a little bit of a radish kick. Okay, so how do we grow them in the garden? It's pretty easy, actually. Just sow the seeds directly in the garden after a last frost. Space the seeds about 12 inches apart. So dig a little hole, plant a couple of seeds, at least one of them will grow. Plant them in full sun, and your soil should be pretty fertile, you know, like the rest of your garden. And if your soil is not that fertile, I think these plants are pretty forgiving, at least that's what I hear. As I said, the plants grow pretty tall, and they branch more than other types of radishes, so they would appreciate a little bit of room to spread. That's why I said plant 12 to 18 inches apart. Also, you might want to prop them up a little bit, just so that they don't, you know, lean into each other and fall all over the place. When do you harvest? Good question. Harvest usually begins about 50 to 60 days after sowing, and once the first pods begin to form. Now, you can plant them in your garden beds, sure, if you have a garden bed. If you are a container gardener, you can do rat-tail radishes in containers as well. Choose a large container. Choose a pot that's at least 12 inches deep. And provide a support. That is when you really want to add some sort of cage or something. Because they're not leaning up against each other in the garden for support. They're just in a container. That's why you will need a some sort of cage or stake. Also, keep the soil consistently watered in your container. Okay, are there different varieties of rat-tail radishes? Yes, there are. There are a few. There are several varieties. Let's see. Munchen Beer. That's German. Munchen Beer. B-I-E-R. It's a vigorous heirloom that produces long, flavorful pods. The one called Thai Potting. That is known to be quite prolific. So it also has a strong flavor. And there's one called Madras. It has slightly curved pods. I am growing one that's simply called Purple, and it's purple. So part of the rat-tail radish's allure is just how unusual it is. So if you're an adventurous gardener, it just offers something different. It's a conversation starter. It's, you know, like, hey, friends, look what I'm growing. And for cooks, you know, it's something fresh and different to try and something that you are really going to enjoy if you are a home cook. So folks, that's it for me and the rat-tail radishes. I do have a seed packet all ready to go. I think I'm going to plant that this weekend in my raised beds. And until next time, folks, you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.